dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. Now, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, the word darkness. See, this whole construct has nothing to do with Satan falling any place. This is describing the original state of the universe as darkness, and this darkness is not evil. Darkness, formless, oneness, tranquility, potential for energy, potential for vibration, potential for motion and movement, potential for even chaos. And we see with the stages of creation that the Africans began to teach the process of moving from tranquility to movement, and that you have to deal with the chaos and deal with that which would confuse and bring order out of confusion, order out of chaos. So the word darkness, talking about the waters of noon, without form and void and darkness. Now, the word darkness is, let's hear the pronunciation, sisters and brothers.
Strong's H2822, Choshech, Choshech.
Choshech is darkness, obscurity, secret place. And remember that the god Kuk, called forth by the god Atum, Kuk is darkness and Kaket is light. Kaket is the goddess light, dealing with light. The womb, see, this is the birth process, remember? The birth process takes place in the darkness, and the womb takes that which was placed in the darkness and reveals into the light. Kuk is the sacred divine masculine, meaning, and this is, he is defined as darkness, and Kaket, sacred and divine feminine, and she is defined as light. So, in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. This is describing the waters of noon before the rising of Ptah and movement and motion and turbulence and chaos, and before the Atum rose up out of Ptah to bring order out of chaos, that third stage. Okay. Then we see in verse 2, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And this word Spirit, 7307, Ruach, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is feminine, wind, defined as wind and breath. Remember the Dagon talked about the egg of the universe and the bursting of the egg because of wind, because of breath. That's that Dagon, that African Dagon right here. Wind of heaven, breath of air, gas. Even on the negative, vain and empty. And this negative is not the negative charge. Negative charge is beautiful. You need negative charge with positive charge to create energy. But this negative, as we would say negative, is vain and empty. We're to understand there are vain and empty things that are finite. And that brings us again to Ha and Hahet. Ha, the divine masculine, is infinity. And Harhet, the divine feminine, is finite. Things in the universe are infinite. Other things in the universe are finite or empty or vain. Spirit that animates. So the animation of everything. Spirit as vivacity and vigor. Spirit as courage. Spirit as temper and anger. So now we're getting into disposition. See, when you look at these words in the original language, this word spirit will cause us to be able to be psychiatrists and psychologists. Disposition of various kinds. Spirit disposition. Impatience. Spirit of the living. Breathing, being in man and animals. Spirit of desire. Emotion, sorrow, and trouble. So now we're talking about extenuating circumstances and how they affect our emotions and our energy. The extenuating circumstances are outside of the nuclei. We're trying our best to keep this science now. Proton, neutron, electron. Electron outside of the nuclei, which is proton and neutron. So extenuating circumstances, causing a change in our emotion and our disposition and our energy. The extenuating circumstances that cause desire and sorrow and trouble, and even cause happiness. These extenuating circumstances are outside of the nuclei, outside of ourselves, but they have bearing on our minds. The spirit as deceit or organ of mental acts. So the acts mentally that we think and commit have to do with our spirit and our energy, rarely of the will. So now you have the introduction of the word will. That power, that force within, that is your will, that must be strengthened. It can be equated with the spirit, but rarely is not. Because the spirit can deviate from your will and the original will of the universe. The spirit as the seat of moral character. What type of character do we have? What type of moral character and fiber do we have? So, the next definition is Spirit of God, third person of the triune God, Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. She is the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. And under Spirit of God, meaning Mother, Holy Spirit, Spirit is feminine, Ruach, we see the ecstatic state of prophecy, prophetic utterings. We see warlike energy in the definition. Mother Holy Spirit giving us power to go to war with the enemy within ourselves and the enemy outside of ourselves. Executive and administrative power. Energy of life, endowing men with various gifts, men and women, manifest in the Shekinah. Shekinah is feminine, or Shekinah, it might be pronounced. She is feminine, and she is representative of Mother Holy Spirit. It says, never referred to as a depersonalized force. She is a person. She is our mother. So she begins to move upon the face of the waters. So we went from the waters of noon, heavens and earth, without form and void and darkness. Go back to the beginning and re-examine what we said about the waters of noon, darkness, darkish green, material, mass, conducting light, transmitting light, peaceful, tranquil, no boundaries, no barriers, all one. The zero ground zero. Zero is not nothing. Zero is something that we can't see. And 1 through 9 are the acts and actions that rise up out of the zero that represents the womb, that has within the womb all of the mass material fixtures that we would say are the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that is masculine and feminine, that represents all of the material mass and you and I as well. Now we move to the Spirit of God, and this word God is Elohim, so the spirit of the gods and the goddesses, the spirit of Nun and Nanet, Huh and Hahet, Kuk and Kaket, Amun, Amonet, the spirit of Ptah, the spirit of Atum, that feminine aspect of these gods and goddesses moving now on the face of the waters. And the word face, well, let's go to work to the word move. The word move is 7363. It has to do, it says grow soft, relax, and hover. So we have the idea of Mother Holy Spirit hovering over the face of the waters. Now we're going to go back into sacred divine anatomy. The word face is a masculine noun. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H6440. Panim,
the face.
Ksenius Lexicon, Penuel, second entry, Peniel.
Panim is face and is masculine, the face of anything, the face of any material, any mass is masculine. Remember, Mother Holy Spirit is hovering over the face of the waters. We're back to waters again. And waters is masculine noun. Hear the pronunciation.
Psalms 8:43:25. My
43:25 Hebrew side is masculine. We're back to waters, the waters of Nun. Waters of the feet, urine. Waters that are danger, violence, transitory things, and refreshment. Remember the Nile and the danger of the flooding of the waters of the Nile. But the Holy Spirit, who is feminine, is hovering, moving. We have movement hovering over the face, which is masculine, of the waters, which is masculine. This is divine anatomy. Holy Spirit is our mother. She's the womb. She is hovering over the face, which is masculine, of the waters, which is masculine. This is the divine phallus. This is sacred divine anatomy that we must teach the children. And so what we are looking at is the birth process. Now there's movement. Now the waters are emitted into the womb, and now we have growth of life. We have movement. We have the second phase of creation, which is Ptah, that earth mound that rises up out of the water, causing motion, causing movement, causing energy. That which is in motion tends to stay in motion because of critical mass moving from rest to motion and to energy. That which is at rest tends to stay at rest until critical mass, that critical mass collection of material that has energy within it, creates energy and motion and waves and vibration. and that which is in motion tends to stay in motion. Now we have the movement and the motion, and now we have Atum calling forth out of the waters, Nun and Nonet, material and the heaven, space and womb. We have Ha and Hahet, infinity, boundless and finite and boundary. We have Kuk and Kaket, darkness and light. We have Amun and Amonet, that which is hidden and that which is revealed. And God said, let there be light. And the word God is Elohim, the gods and the goddesses said. And the word said, Amar 559 is a verb, has to do with what? If you speak, that's vibration. Remember Einstein's theory of relativity. Remember Big Bang, the bang of light and sound. Remember the word of God, or the words of the gods and the goddesses, by the power of the Most High, is that generator of energy and force and power that created the bang, that instigated the bang, that is light and sound, that the ancient Africans called the watery waves of Nun, and waves and vibration, energy, light and sound, speech, words, sound, speech creating light. And what is in this verse 3? And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be. 1961, Haya. This word is the root word of Jehovah. To be, to become, come to pass, to exist, to happen, to fall out. In the birth process, the African woman sat on the birthing stool and the child fell out in union with the pull of gravity. Not up against gravity, fighting gravity, but no, aligned with the universe, aligned with gravity, aligned with the four forces. Let's see, gravity, electromagnetism, strong and weak force, four forces that we know of. Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, has created the scientific equation to incorporate fields that we know not of. The fifth field is the spirit energy field, one might say. So this Haya, to be, become, because Yahweh, Jehovah, the existing one, is the cause of all that comes into existence. The self-container of being, the self-container of existing. Numbers chapter 11, Jehovah is begetting and conceiving. Jehovah is father and mother, because Jehovah, Yahweh, begets and conceives and brings into existence, causes us to become, causes us to be. And all of us, like Atum, calling forth the four gods and the four goddesses, in that calling is your mission. In that calling is our divine mission. In that calling, you're calling forth the attributes that are within us, that we may be who we were intended to be, that we may exist as the Most High intended for us to exist. Let there be, said the gods and the goddesses, light. And the word light, now this is interesting, the word light here is feminine. We're getting to understand feminine and masculine union. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H216, or
light light of day, light of heavenly luminaries, moon, sun, stars. Now the fixtures themselves are masculine, but here the light is feminine. And remember the word rays or shone, having to do with the rays, is feminine. And remember we said that Kaket is light and she is feminine. The light of a lamp, the light of life, the light of prosperity, the light of instruction, the light of the face, Jehovah as Israel's light. So Jehovah as light is feminine because the word light here is feminine. This is Kaket. Remember, Kak is darkness and Kaket is light, and Kaket is feminine and Kak is masculine. Verse 4, and God saw, and the word here is Elohim, gods and goddesses, saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now let me see if darkness, isn't darkness masculine? Yes. Darkness, Koshek. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H2822. Hoshech. Hoshech.
Hoshech. Darkness, secret place, is masculine. The word light was feminine, sisters and brothers. And the gods and the goddesses are at work. And the god Atum, working in the spirit, working in the feminine, is dividing light from the darkness. And the word light was feminine. The word darkness was masculine. So, Kuk is darkness. And Kaket is light. Kuk is masculine and Kaket is feminine. And God called the light day and the darkness he called night. But the word God here is gods and goddesses. And so we're looking at the gods and the goddesses at work. We're looking at Atum at work. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, the word day is masculine, yom, is pronounced, I think it's pronounced yom.
Strong's H3117, yom, yom.
Day, time, year, 24-hour period, division of time, yesterday, today, tomorrow. Now, time is huh. And Hahet. Ha is infinity. That's the sacred and divine masculine god Ha. Hahet is finite. She is dealing with that which is finite. See, in the birth process, that eternal life force energy, seed of life, germ of life, sperm, emitted into the womb, the mother gives flesh, that houses that eternal energy force, that flesh is finite. And so, Hahet is dealing with finite. She is the mother goddess, sacred divine feminine, and her is infinite. Infinite or infinity, because the seed of life, germ of life, that is masculine and feminine, is that eternal, infinite force of life and energy that is eternal. You see how we can understand this scripture better now that we have the African teaching as the backdrop? And God, the goddesses, the gods and the goddesses, verse 6, said, the word said, now, we're dealing with energy, vibrations, to speak, to word, word is sound, is power, the Rastafari sisters and brothers say. So the gods and the goddesses are speaking. Let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. The word firmament is masculine. Rakia.
Strong's H 7549. Rakia.
It means extended surface, expanse firmament, expanse flat as a base support, the vault of heaven supporting waters above, considered by the Hebrews as solid and supporting waters above. See, the African Hebrews are teaching us about the waters of noon in the heavens, and all of the fixtures are masculine. They all represent the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm. These are masculine, but the seed of life is masculine and feminine, but they come from the sacred divine masculine noon, the waters of noon. And then you have the waters of earth, which also represent the waters of noon, representing the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, because that sperm represents life and the eternal force of life. Verse 7, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. But these are the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, working, dividing the creation. So we're talking about Ptah rising up out of the waters of noon. We're talking about motion, turbulence, chaos. We're talking about Atum rising up out of Ptah, attached to Ptah, but disconnected from Ptah, but yet attached to Ptah, now calling forth these energies and these powers inside of the water and dividing the waters from the waters, working to bring order out of chaos and order out of turbulence. And God, this is Elohim again, gods and goddesses, called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Let's go ahead and take this break. See you on the other side of the break.